Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Faith Community Methodist Church. It's great to be with you on this first Sunday of Advent. I just put new batteries in and said they don't work. I will work on that.
Good morning. Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. It is great to be with you on this first Sunday of Advent. It is beautiful in here, and it is beautiful on the inside of us because we have Jesus Christ within our hearts. So let us always continue to remember that throughout the year. But during this time of Advent is an anticipation of the coming of Christ to be with us in eternity. So as we celebrate throughout this time of Advent, I invite you to truly try to find that connection of the presence of Christ within you. That is my invitation to you during this Advent. I want to turn to announcements. We have quite a few. First, I want to note that you have your poinsettia, what do you call these? Order of entry. If you would fill those out and get those in over the next couple weeks, that'd be wonderful. Coins next week, so make sure you bring those with you. The Christmas offering, there was an envelope that was mailed out, and there's envelopes available here. If you want to give extra during the Christmas season, anything we receive in those envelopes will go toward our regular general budget. We also, on Christmas Eve, whatever we bring in on Christmas Eve, we're going to use that for a split between the fish pantry and the benevolence fund. So I just wanted to make it clear. I didn't have that in the letter that went out, so we wanted to make sure you were aware of that. Make sure if you left your St. Paul gifts in your car, make sure you bring those in after worship real quick. Today was the day to bring those in. And this evening at 5 o'clock, we're going to gather back as the church to continue our celebration of being together throughout this season with carols and cookies. And don't forget, next Sunday in the afternoon, we'll be blessed by the community concert. So make sure that's on your calendar, and that is at 3 o'clock. I asked for some guys to stay afterwards to help move the altars in preparation for that band concert. I think I might have enough, but if you're willing to do that, just hang back and make sure we have enough. With that, let us receive the prelude this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Children of God, pay attention. Children of God, prepare your hearts. Children of God, be alert and listen. Our opening hymn is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, number 211 in your hymnal, and we'll be singing verses 1 through 4.
From deep in the past, Jeremiah calls to us, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Beloved, the days are surely coming when the yearning of the land, the longing of the sun, moon, and stars, the desperate need of the people of earth for flourishing and peace will receive their fulfillment.
While fears, anxiety, misinformation, and suspicions surround us on every side, we choose to watch and wait in hope, preparing our hearts to notice and cooperate with God's grace already at work in our lives.
We light this candle of hope as a sign of our commitment to pay attention and prepare for the days that are surely coming and already here. The days when God's kingdom of love, justice, and mercy will reign.
Will you join me, please, in the opening prayer? Lord, our hope is in you. Restore our wonder in this season of your birth. Reawaken our belief in your eternal message of faith, hope, and love. As we enter the season of Advent, we know we can get busy with other tasks. Keep our focus on you, for you are our light, our star, our hope. Amen. Now for the children's moment, if any children in the congregation, if you join us up front, please.
Good morning. Okay, that means you guys are it.
And I think my microphone works again.
That's always a plus.
All right.
Because we have important things to say. So we're in the first Sunday of Advent, and Advent is the time leading up to Christmas. It's the time of waiting. And the first Sunday of Advent is hope. Exactly. I have something for you. It's a little different, okay? There are times during the Advent season and the Christmas season where people aren't always happy. They can be grumpy. They can be sad. They can be lonely. They can have a whole bunch of different feelings. And that's okay. I mean, God gave us feelings. But we have to remember that Jesus is the beacon of hope. So I'm going to give you these. And the rest of these are going to be on the back table if anybody wants to take any of them. And the other thing about Advent is it's a countdown. It's a countdown to the special day at the end of the month. Christmas. Yes. And these are Advent calendars. Okay. And to fill out the Advent calendar, you need stickers. Can you open those? Right there. And there's usually 8 stickers per sheet. So if you do the math, how many sheets are you going to need? It's going to be more than 3. Yeah, and they're different. So how many sheets are you going to have to take?
There's 24 spots.
Oh, that's right. So you... Okay. Yes. So you'll need 3. And if you want to take an extra one, you can decorate the sides. That's true. There's more on that one. Yeah.
So you'll have a few extra.
You'll have extra. You want one of each? Okay. Yeah, we'll pray. Did you get 3? Okay. Dear God, thank you that you gave us emotions. Thank you that we can feel joy and excitement. And also thank you that we are able to feel sadness, because we know that you also felt sadness. So thank you for being in our lives and helping us through this fun and exciting time that can also be filled with some sadness. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayer hymn, My Hope Is Built, is on page 368, and we'll be singing verses 1 through 4.
Let us go into our time of prayer with this understanding of our hope is in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Amazing and merciful God, we come to you this morning once again as your body of Christ. We come together because we have come to know your Son. That is why we are called the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of our lives, head of the church, and the one we are to keep our eyes upon. So Lord, guide us in this journey that we are on as those who believe. Believe in the hope that is Jesus Christ. Not only hope of a future, but a hope that is in the present. It is in Christ that we are transformed, that our hearts are opened to all kinds of newness. We are a new creation. We are able to see the joy even in our grief. We are able to see what is to come that allows us to find our place in the now. So Lord, wherever our journeys have taken us in this moment, Lord, we know that your presence is available. Lord, may we reach out. May our eyes truly be directed upon you so that our hope can be something that gives us life even now. That gives us an expression of hope that are able to be seen for those people around us who may still be in hopelessness. So Lord, we have those who are struggling right now. Lord, we want to lift up Sarah, who is Mike and Lynn's niece. We just ask that you would be with her in this very moment. Lord, we think about those who are at St. Paul's, who are the gifts that we are providing, that they will find hope. In other situations, oh God, and those that have experienced loss recently, those who are experienced loss in the days gone by and the memories keep coming, but we just ask that your hope would give a sense of peace. And that in that peace, they will be able to sense the joy in the Lord, the one that gives them light to live by and also to shine for those around. So now, Lord, we just ask that we would join our voices together in this confidence that we have in you, sharing the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as those who have been changed by God, may we extend our gifts with a generous heart. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join in this prayer of dedication. You gave us the gift of your Son. You gave us the gift of your love and forgiveness. As we bring our gifts to you, may we always remember that your love and mercy are boundless. May we expand the generosity in our spirits to include those who have less. Let us see and hear our neighbors and love them as you loved us. Amen. You may be seated.
Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the everlasting light, the Son of righteousness, arise and triumph o'er these shades of night. Come, thou long-awaited one, in the fullness of your love, and loose this heart bound up in shame, and I will never be the same. So here I wait in hope of you. Oh, my soul's long through and through, and day spring from on high be near, and a star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, until your love in me is born, and joyless is the evening sun, until Emmanuel has come. So here I wait in hope of you, O my soul's longing through and through, and day spring from on high be near, and a star in my heart appear. So here I wait in hope of you, O my soul's longing through and through, and a spring from on high be near, and a star in my heart appear.
Thank you, Vic. That was wonderful. Our scripture reading from today is from Romans 5, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings.
Good morning. We are here as Stephen ministers to bring a message of hope to you this Advent season. The holidays are filled with excitement and joy. But what if you don't feel that way? Your feelings are real and valid, and you don't have to go to every party or attend every event during the holidays. Sometimes what you need is a quiet season of reflection. But wherever you are, we want you to feel dared to hope. Last year, Mike and I went on a Rhine River cruise. We flew into Amsterdam to begin this wonderful vacation. Our luggage did not fly to Amsterdam, and it spent the next week touring Europe. And if you know me, I put the important things in my carry-on. I had all the guidebooks that I needed to go to all of the countries we were going to, and I also had a raincoat. That's it. I was not amused. Mike was not amused. We spent the first day shopping for essentials. Google Translate was a lifesaver. English was common, but not universal. By the end of the day, we realized we needed an attitude adjustment if we were going to enjoy the rest of the trip.
So our first attitude adjustment came when we toured the Anne Frank House. Hundreds of visitors walked through the house in silence as we all were immersed in the horror of the Holocaust. It's really hard to describe the tight quarters and smothering sense of fear that permeated the house. As you exit the main house into the museum and gift shop, you can read quotes from Anne Frank. One of the quotes that stopped me in my tracks was this. Written in July of 1944, Anne said, "I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are truly good at heart." Even amidst the darkness of her everyday life, she had hope. The next day, we decided to explore more of Amsterdam's Jewish history. We had a guide take us to the Jewish quarter of the city, and we saw two synagogues, one fairly modern and one very old. There was tremendous security around both synagogues. Everyone has seen the continuing and increasing anti-Semitism going on. And these synagogues even included bulletproof glass identification chambers. So imagine a 6 by 8 foot rectangle, bulletproof glass that you enter into, the door closes behind you, you're identified before you're allowed to proceed. And actually, many of you know I worked for the Air Force during my civilian career, and I entered literally hundreds of secure facilities. None of those facilities ever had that level of walking off the street security around them. As we continued our tour, we heard many stories of Nazi oppression, forced labor, and eventual deportations to work camps and death camps that were endured by the Jewish population of Amsterdam. Our guide described remarkable cases of Jewish individuals and their resilience in the face of extreme repression and the ever-present possibility of being rounded up, separated from family, and being sent off to their own deaths. The stories were so sobering. Even though I'm fairly well-read about World War II and Nazi atrocities, they made me angry again at man's inhumanity towards man. However, the most impactful moments were next on our tour. These were the Silver Shadows and the Dutch Holocaust Monument. The Silver Shadows, these were fascinating. As you casually walk along the beautiful canals that run through Amsterdam, you can't help but notice small silver plaques, maybe about so big, embedded in the concrete along some of the canal streets. Those plaques contain the house address as well as the names and ages of those Jewish persons taken from the house just across the canal. The plaque also contained the identity of the camp where they were deported to and their dates of death. We saw the entire gamut of the Jewish population represented on those plaques. Male and female, senior citizens, and babies as young as 1 year old. Our final stop was to the Dutch Holocaust Monument. There, the true stark reminder of the cost to the Jewish population was characterized by a labyrinth of brick walls. Each brick was the size of a normal brick used in home construction. However, on each brick, there was a name, date of birth, and date of death inscribed on it to recognize the 102,163 Dutch victims of the Holocaust who were not given a proper burial. It really made me wonder, where is the hope? Our guide related that her grandmother, who was still alive, was actually forced to work for the Nazis during the occupation. Her grandmother related that many Dutch people helped the Jews at the risk of their own lives, providing clothing, food, shelter, and identity papers for ordinary citizens, or by ordinary citizens, to the Jews. They were a tiny glimmer of hope in the darkness. We found the same things happening in France: occupation, deportation, atrocities, and some people standing up to be beacons of hope. And walking down the streets of Amsterdam, when the sun catches those little slivers of silver, the street was utterly illuminated by shimmers of light, something actually beautiful coming from something so terrible.
Mike and I were sharing some of these stories with my parents, and my father recalled a story of when he was a boy during World War II. His family had a farm, and they butchered some cattle. Meat was scarce. As Quakers, they decided to feed the least of these, and they took some of the meat to German immigrants in the area. Some of their neighbors weren't very happy with that decision, but they were a beacon of hope to those people. Hope can be a noun or a verb. Sometimes we have to be the verb. Do something to help other people, even if it's an unpopular choice.
And there are times in our lives that may seem hopeless. We may have lost someone dear to us. We may have health issues or financial problems. Maybe our family is even falling apart. We all have these periods of darkness. But who can we lean on? Who can be our beacon of hope? We know that we can trust in and hold on to God's word. The Bible has a common theme running through it, both through the Old and New Testaments, where the word hope appears 130 times. Jesus is our beacon. He said it plainly: "I am the light of the world." His birth fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah 7:14. "The virgin shall conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. So what is the symbol of hope? Light. What drives out darkness? Light. As Stephen ministers, we help people who are dealing with the difficulties of life, acting as the hands and feet of Jesus. We are there to listen and walk part of your journey with you. During the Christmas season, there will be care notes and other resource materials for you to read and keep. They're located in the narthex, and if you want to talk to God today, the altar rails will be open for prayer during communion. This is your time to dare to follow that beacon called Jesus and put your hope in his love. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
It is here around this table that we are able to enter into the presence of that hope. It is here at this table that we are able to experience God's grace in a very intimate and special way. It is here around this table that we come knowing that we cannot come to this table without first sharing our confession. I want you to hear these words as part of that confession. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. So Lord, cleanse the hearts, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, it is known that it is by God's love that we are sought after. And it is in our response that we're able to respond in that love because of that experience. And it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we can experience forgiveness. We all are forgiven through Him. Amen. as we consider what is here before us, we have to consider what came before Jesus Christ. We saw the fall in the Scriptures when it speaks of the first among humanity turning away from God. It is in that point that we were separated from the presence of God, but also it is at that point that we were pursued by the love of God for all time, including now. So as we think about the prophets sharing what God was interacting with them, we think about how God continued to draw people in and also sent people out in order to draw others in. It's because of this interactivity of God's grace and mercy upon all of humanity that we're continued to be drawn into the love of God. And then it is in the times of when Jesus walked the earth that we are able to see what more and more what it meant for Emmanuel, God with us, was all about. And how we're able to see the light through Christ that truly gave hope to a nation and a people. And then that hope extended beyond that people to all people through the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And as we think about when Jesus gathered his disciples around the table, it was there that he was able to connect with them an understanding of a covenant that they have already made with God as the people. And Jesus extended that covenant to them to show that this covenant didn't just belong to them. It was a new covenant that was for all people. So as Jesus gathered them around, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he extended it to all of those that were with him. He says, "This is my body, which is given for you." And after the supper, he took the cup and said, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many. It is the blood of the new covenant. Covenant signed in my blood for you. It's for you and for many for the forgiveness of your sins." Holy Spirit, pour out upon us gathered here and upon these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Is by your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And all of God's people said, Amen. And now, because there is one loaf, please join. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
It is the bread of our hope.
The cup over which we give thanks. People of God, the body and blood of Christ given for you, come and feast at the table.
Amen.
We'll be receiving the elements in the pews this morning. And as was mentioned, if you want to come forward after you have received the elements or during the time that's being passed out, the altar is open if you would just like to pray. Would you help? This is the body of Christ, which has been given for you. Take and eat. Blood of Christ. This is our hope. Take and drink. Please join me in this prayer that is on the screens. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join us in our closing hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234 in your hymnal, please.
Thank you.
as we go from this place, as we have heard today in our message, we are to dare to hope. We have all the reasons in the world to be hopeful because we have experienced Jesus Christ. So go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.